the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this Christmas season from God who comes to us in peace. Amen. Friends, maybe it's been a while, or never, that you've gotten to hear what comes immediately after our famous Christmas story in the Gospel of Luke. There's even more to chapter 2. In the very next verses, baby Jesus is being taken up to the temple, as was the tradition. A sacrifice is made in thanksgiving for a newborn healthy child. Any healthy babies born this year in your family or in your circles? It's helpful, I think, to be reminded again that the very first move of God's faithful people immediately after a birth is to sacrifice something. In other words, to let go of something that's important, to give something significant as a show of joy and thanksgiving for this gift. The first move, the first verses following the story of Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus and the shepherds and the angels. The first move is a joyful show of thanksgiving. This was the custom then, and an essential component to this rite of purification of a baby boy. And while they were there at the temple, they bumped into these two old church mice. One of my favorite preachers and Bible scholars, the Reverend Dr. Thomas Long, said that, I love this, he said that Anna and Simeon are like Old Testament characters who lived long enough to make it into the New Testament. They've been around for so long. They're the members of the church you grew up in when you grew up, maybe you grew up and moved away from that childhood church and you went back years and years later and they were still there, still doing their thing. God bless them. I see really two things happening in this text today with Simeon and Anna and the Holy Family. The first is the sigh of relief of Simeon and Anna. The sigh of relief. Maybe you've just experienced a sigh of relief. It can come late on Christmas Day. I'm thinking about those moments after all the presents have been opened. The sugar high is turning into a happy low. Maybe a mild food coma is setting in. Wrapping paper still all over the floor. Dishes still stacked in the sink. It's not time for that stuff yet. No, first, the happy sigh of relief. Sinking down into your favorite chair. Feet up. Maybe you hear children outside playing with their new toys. Laughing. Stories. Maybe a tear of joy has just been wiped from your eye after seeing some family or laughing with friends on a video call. Exhaustion is certainly a big part of this too. After all the preparations, all the hard work up to this point, all the anxiety and fear, at last, the moment of exhale, the sigh of relief that satisfied as you just take it all in, like praying thank you with your entire body. My best friend likes to say in those happy moments, feet up, beer in his hand, say, put a fork in me, I'm done. Not everybody has had this year, but I hope you have, or that you will soon. And today, at least, maybe you can imagine it. The first thing happening here is Simeon and Anna with that joyful sigh of relief. My eyes have seen it at last, Simeon rejoices and says. Put a fork in me. I'm done. After all these years of waiting for fulfillment, longing, Luke says, for the consolation of Israel, for decades, he and the widow Anna have been singing in the minor key, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. So had their parents and their grandparents, centuries of pain and hoping for this day to come. It's been a long Advent season for them, centuries long. And now, at last, they can sing and sigh with major relief, joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let the whole planet receive her King. Their hearts are prepared. There's plenty of room, yes. If you had a good Christmas Day sigh of relief, thanks be to God. And know that you've had a glimpse of Anna and Simeon's great exhale. By the way, this is holy activity, needs to be said. The Holy Spirit rested, Luke says, on these two old church mice. And their joy, their praise of relief is sacred. So is putting your feet up, friends. That needs to be said. So is giving thanks for all the good things. It's not something to feel guilty about or hide, as we can be tempted to do. No, Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments, after all. This is sacred activity. Interesting. Brené Brown had an interesting, just a great podcast back in October about burnout and how to complete the stress cycle. Burnout is happening, she said, because we're not completing the stress cycle, the biological import of the exhale. It is literally, in some cases, shedding stress to breathe out like that, to complete the stress cycle. And there's ways that we do that, all kinds of ways that we exhale like that. There is salvation, dare I say, in the sigh of relief. There is salvation in the sigh of relief. We can't just jump from one stress to the next without shedding, exhaling. For God's people, that looks like purification. That's the language in the text today. The purification includes giving, letting go, sacrificing, offering up, going to the temple and singing. Sabbath, peace and joy is what Simeon and Anna are teaching us here. That's all the first part of this text. The second thing that I see happening here, mixed in with the sigh of relief, after this period of joyful exhale, the sacred sigh, next comes the gearing up for ministry. That is the honest acknowledgement that there is always more work to do and that that road is a rocky, narrow trail. Go back to the Christmas Day living room scene. There's stuff to clean up. There's stuff to put together. There's stuff to put on. There's stuff to put away. There are gifts that we now get to put to good use or let go of. That's faithful. And what a joy there is there too. How will we steward the blessings that we celebrate and give thanks for this season? And, like Simeon says, remember that tough times are still before us. This child, he says, is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. Even you, a sword will pierce your own soul, he says. A sword will pierce your own soul. The road of the Christian, in other words, is a long one. It's a grounded one. It's an earthy one. That means we get dirty. We rest and we get back up, and we pick up, and we clean up, and we carry up, and we lift up, and we speak up. We do the work too. We face the truth about the world and about ourselves. A sword shall pierce our own soul too. This child of peace will cut away your false coverings. Will slice into our lives and expose our hearts to being hurt. Following this Jesus, we will be hurt. You know this already. And yet, this is the Christian journey. This is the walk with Jesus. The Christian journey can be like waiting for your team to win it all. I used to wear a Cubs hat before they won the World Series, back when we were waiting for that time. You can relate to this here too in Washington. I would preach about suffering and faith, and I would wear that hat. And at one point, somebody came up to me in one of the sermons, and I was talking about how this Christian walk is a walk of suffering and waiting and longing for the fulfillment of all things. And she said to me, I don't see that. I have nothing but joy, which I give thanks for. And at the same time, I feel like, oh, there's a lot to this journey. There's this not yet to this journey. And what do we do in the meantime as we wait? We keep cheering. We remain faithful. We keep going. We keep going up to the temple. We keep going into the peace that passes all human understanding that we find there. And then we go back down the mountain into the world and back up again from the safety and Sabbath of the living room, of the sanctuary, to the open heart riskiness in the world, and then back again. This back and forth life, inhale, exhale, the one who the prophets foretold has arrived, friends in Christ. Let us worship him. And then let us follow him down. And then let us worship him again, back and forth, inhaling, exhaling, Christmas into the new year. God with us always. Salvation has come. Emmanuel. This day and forever. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. The Evangelical. That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.